Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. It's Cook and Joe. Glad you could join us by whatever method you have joined us. And Ron, I don't know how we top yesterday's show between the corn joke that I made and the pump toilet flushing incident. I don't know how we topped it. I hope you showered well, as Clint Hurdle would say, and you're ready for a new show.
I'm doing okay today, Joe, but I'm a little worried about you. I gotta tell you, I'm a little worried about you. You can't get over that balage thing, can you? You just can't let it go.
Oh, no, I've already let it go, Ron. You're the one who brought it up 20 times, including with Ed last week, if I remember correctly. Yes?
You just did it in the update again.
Who brought it up last week, Ron? 10 times, including with Ed, which led to a moment of silence on the air.
The poor guy they signed just now, he has to be thrown in with Balazs. You couldn't help.
That's the ultimate compliment. It's the ultimate compliment, right?
Other than that, I'm doing okay. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that, Ron. We have a big show today. In fact, one of my all-time favorites joining us. When I was a savvy young news hound back in Buffalo, New York, we didn't have a baseball team. So I adopted the Pittsburgh Pirates at a very young age, Ron. My first sports memory of watching any sport was the 71 series. And when I was a very little news hound, watching it with my dad in his little study where he had all his books. He was a college professor of Soviet history at Damon College, and he was watching the World Series, and all I remembered was Nelson Bryles falling down. That captured my eye, and I can still remember it to this day. Him falling down after his pitches. Fell in love with the Pirates because they were so much fun to watch, and then later in that decade, of course, along came the Cobra. Dave Parker, and him and Willie Stargell. They went back and forth as my favorite Pirate, and Dave Parker is going to join the show today at 1 p.m.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. He has a book out, Cobra. It's pretty fascinating stuff. He's pretty candid. The stuff about the 79 Pirates, just he and his relationship with Phil Garner. I was on the bus with that team for many games, going from the airport to the stadium, and the way he and Parker would ride each other, just unmerciful. And he details, talks about his cocaine use. It's a fascinating book. I'm really looking forward to talking to him today. You mentioned Nelly Bryles. I got to know him later in life, and just a really, really good man. And died very young at a golf tournament, a Pirates alumni golf tournament. He collapsed. He was only 61. But I remember him pitching, and, his follow-through would take him over so much that, like literally you said, he'd have to put his hand down to keep himself from hitting the ground. So you picked a good memory to have as a first one. Nelly Bryles was a really class act. Man, I think it's been how long? Let me see. It's been a long time since he died. I'm trying to, 05, 16 years.
Wow.
It's been
wow.
16 years, February 13th of 05.
Well, there were a couple times, where he actually fell. I don't know that I've ever seen that since then, before then or since then, although I didn't see much before then, as I just said, it's my first sports memory. But since then, I don't know that I've seen that. It was amazing to watch, but man, were they fun. Just as fun a team as you could imagine for that decade in the 70s. They didn't call them the Lumber Company for nothing. So can't wait for that later today. But first, Ron, let's start hockey. And the NHL East Division has been reshaped a little bit, and we'll get into that. But of everything that happened, the trades, Hexy talking, for me, the number one headline of the days leading up to the trade deadline and the trade deadline itself was Hexy informing us that Tanz, as he calls Brandon Tanev, won't be ready for the start of the playoffs. That's a hugely significant story. I guess in company with that is Kapanen, who was the guy that we were most concerned about. It sounds like it's the guy he's least concerned about, but Tanev is a giant story.
You know, I was on the Zoom call yesterday because I wrote about it today, the trade, and I really liked it, and I like where this team is. I was stunned when he answered the question the way he did. You know, these guys tell you nothing about injuries. That's what I took away, that he actually answered it. Somebody said to him, can you give us an update on these guys? And he starts off the way I would have predicted. He goes, well, that's a really hard question to answer. And I figured we'd get nothing, right? And then he casually said, I don't think Tanz, and you're right, that's what he called him, I don't think Tanz will be ready before the playoffs, and he gave the other updates. I was absolutely stunned that he gave an update. How about you? Were you like, I was shocked.
Right there with you. And also thinking about how utterly ridiculous it is that we don't know what the injuries are. It's the only sport where guys this important to a team, Evgeny Malkin is out, for God's sakes. We don't know when he's coming back, and we can guess that it's his knee because of what happened, but we have no idea what's wrong with the guy. What other sport does that happen in? Tanev is a complete mystery. What happened to him? We don't know. Well, they're not going to. Nobody's going to tell us.
My other thing about that is I'm just wondering, did the Penguins make a mistake with him by bringing him back? Remember, he missed some time, and they brought him back, and he made, what, one game and part of another? Now, I don't know if it's the same injury or it's something different, but he missed time, came back briefly, and then he's out again. I just wonder if they rushed him back too soon. We had Paul Steigerwald on a week or so ago, and he said his belief was it's just a chronic thing, and he could play if they have to, but they're real good in the place in the playoff positioning, and they don't want to bring him back unless they have to. So that's why I kind of thought he would, you know, Steigerwald's pretty tied in over there. I kind of thought that he might be back of the soonest, and now to find out that he's not going to be ready for the start of the, or at least not back before the end of the regular season. And the fact that he answered the question just blew me away.
Yeah, that was something. Although Steigy did make it a point, as I recall, to say he was merely, that was a guess on his part. I don't think he was going off hard and fast information, but man, that makes things a little bit more interesting. It also underscores how important a week off between the regular season and the playoffs would be. And my understanding is that that's what they're going to do. They're not going to have a staggered start to the playoffs because of the Canucks situation. Everybody's going to wait, which I agree with. Do you think they should start like in other divisions and just wait for the Canucks or just start evenly?
I think they should just start evenly. To me, I guess the league, the last story I saw from Helene Elliott, a Hall of Fame hockey writer, that they've left open the possibility that everybody else can start May 11th, the other three divisions. It looks to me like it's going to be, you know, all Canada is going to start May 16th. And, I think they all should start on May 16th. I don't think they should, somebody's going to have to sit out and wait for the Canadian portion of the league anyway. They're going to have a long layoff. Why not get it out of the way early and then just everybody is on equal footing? So I'm okay. I think the regular season ends May 8th, The playoffs were supposed to start May 11th. Now Canada, May 16th. I would hope everybody starts May 16th.
Me too. And I think that at least as things stand right now, the Penguins could benefit from that more than anybody in hockey, that week off, to have injured guys come back, have a little more time if they've already come back, or it just buys you a week, which could buy you a playoff series in the end, you know, with a guy like Tanev or who knows who else. Who knows? Gino, he certainly wasn't definitive about Gino.
And no, he just said he's hoping. The other thing, I think every team would welcome this layoff and this little bit of a break, because you know what, the schedule was just so ridiculous with all these games compounded. Now the Penguins get a nice little break right now because they played Sunday night and they don't play again until Thursday. But everybody else, and the Penguins have done this too. Remember when they played, you know, five games in 6.5 days, basically. Everybody, I think, is going to welcome this sort of break. So I see no reason why they have to start it. You know, why they can't just keep it all going and start at the same time on the 16th.
Coming up, let's take a look at what happened around the East. Who helped themselves the most, and what might be the Penguins' biggest issue going into the playoffs? I have a definite opinion on that, and some research that was done by a writer at The Athletic that could be a problem for the Penguins, could point to a problem for the Penguins. Could. We'll talk about that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.